A promising proxy for the United States was just across the border in Iraq, the new strongman of Iraq, Saddam Hussein. Himself raised a Sunni Muslim, Saddam kept Iraq's Shiite majority in line, despite the Shiite majority's natural sympathy for the Shiite regime in Iran. On September 22, 1980, Saddam Hussein invaded Iran. Whether or not President Carter had promised Saddam a free hand, he was happy to see the hated Iranians take one across the chops. Succeeding Carter in 1981, President Ronald Reagan made a priority of projecting American strength. Congress forbade him from dealing directly with Iraq, so he found ways of getting Saddam his weapons anyway. The war raged back and forth for nearly 8 bloody years. Isolated from both the United States and the godless communists, Iran ultimately sued for peace in August 1988. At first glance, it was a win-win situation for the United States. Two Middle Eastern heavyweights had pounded each other silly at no cost to the Americans. But that which looks too good to be true usually is.